Oh, welcome into Scouting Synopsis. We're back again to look at the upcoming MLS weekend. And Chris doesn't know what's going on. And Alex, ATG Solo, with me here as always. What's up, guys?
Que pasa? What's up? How's it going?
What's up? What's up? What's
dude,
up?
Are we the biggest league in North America?
No, obviously. Dude. We have one team massive. Left and only on PKs.
Massive. CONCACAF, massive.
Usually.
Mike Baston, howdy mates.
Hey, Mike.
LFG, let's frolic gently. You love to see it. Dude,
it's not
we're
gently.
Here.
No one frolics gently.
Listen, that's how we do on this show, all right? Yeah. We're here the afternoon. We're going to look ahead at the MLS weekend. We're going to do all the fun stuff. We're making this a weekly thing. We get to hang out. We get to look forward, do all the fun things. But first, before we hop into all that, we'll get to Alex's player picks here in a second. But guys, we got a big announcement. We got a thing tomorrow. If you're listening to this before tomorrow, Thursday, April 11th, okay, we're doing a special show. We're doing a pro super draft and way too early MLS awards. All right. Boom. Look at this thing.
Let's go.
Oh, it's so great.
Let's go.
Oh, it's so great. Look at this tomorrow. If you're tuning into this before Thursday, if not, be there 7:30 p.m. We're going to be there. We're going to be live. We're going to have all your favorite content creators, Trip and B, MLS, So Rare Scout. That boy Thomas, you've seen him on this show. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be fun.
Tommy the Choo Choo Engine is what we call him.
He's gonna smoke all of us.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he is. And
he's gonna use like facts and stuff. And we're just gonna
have a whole spreadsheet made.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna play a pretty game and just it's gonna be a great time. Just look at it again tomorrow. Pro Super Draft. Beautiful. All your favorite people.
It will be hosted by Don Garber, actually.
Yes. Though it's a Donnie. Donnie's.
I don't know if I was
luck.
Supposed to say that, but
he may or may not be in the call.
He may or may not. He cannot confirm or deny.
Yeah.
Alex, as we get into your player picks before we really hop in to the weekend, Mike Baston wants to know how did that Rivals game go after Sunday? Oof.
Hey, I still went 58-4, which is still like really good, but obviously we all saw what happened. We're not going to talk about it too much. Yeah, we don't know how to. We're like Seattle in the first 4 weeks of the season, just don't know how to play. And so, if Messi is that halftime sub that we think he's going to be on Saturday, it might get bad. It might get bad.
You better hope you score three in the first half because he's going to come in and score three in the second. So, actually, score four in the first half.
Hopefully, we'll finally get Fontas back after it being like, oh, he's going to come back like every single week. And so we'll get to the preview in a bit. Well, let's get to these players.
One more thing on this. It was very entertaining sitting on stream with these guys after the stream ended. And like, you could just tell the shift in Alex's voice. And he knew it was coming. Like, he's like, oh crap, here we go. And then immediately concede three. And it's like,
as soon as Agata missed that pen. Oh, I was like,
coming. You're being too hard on your team. Like, it's 3-0. Like, they can't blow this. And like, yeah, it was
as positive I was on stream. As soon as we got off stream, I was like, yeah, this might go bad.
It was a tonal change for sure.
Alex sunk into his chair with every goal that went in. He just got deeper and deeper.
Lean farther back.
Farther
back. It's all right. We're gonna redeem ourselves. Look, we're here to move ahead. We're here to look forward. That's what the people want. So, real quick, Alex, you have some player picks for this weekend.
Yes.
Go ahead and give them to us. What you got? Who you got?
Let's go quick fire first. We got for my goalkeeper pick, got Matt Freeze. I love this guy so much. I bought it. It's going to load eventually. Just trust.
More like a screen freeze.
Got him.
Love this guy. No cards on the market, apparently. I don't know if that's right. They've got that stretch at home. You know how talented he is, you know. And he got good AA last game, and he has a good matchup that we'll talk about later.
Hey, Alex, before we move on, what stadium is this game being played in?
I believe it's at the Yankees.
It is a Yankee stadium. That is correct.
So that means less goals.
Real home field advantage here.
And a New England team that we saw what just happened last night.
Yes.
Let us continue. We got my two defender picks. First of all, Justin Glad. I love this guy. Last year I had a RSL stack and he always came through clutch. He's got match against Columbus. And now you may think, you know, is Columbus on paper? But last night they played a full 120 minutes. Cucho, Rossi, all of them played a full match in Mexico. And so I can see
and
them,
one.
I can see them easing off this game, away game, altitude. Cucho,
trap game. Classic trap game.
Some sort of, I don't even know. He's in a, he's on
he's
a different
suspended. Cucho's suspended.
He is, but not just the suspension, but he missed his penalty last night too. I don't know what kind of mindset he's in. This Columbus attack has looked bleaker and bleaker as the season has gone on. And so glad, nice AA, hopefully clean sheet.
Boom. I'm not going to lie. I'm willing to bet that Cucho does not score in this game.
I think that's a fantastic bet. Yes. I think you guys should go to the sports books and put that in.
Pretty confident.
You're so I like smart, that Chris. Pick.
Thank you.
Next, Alex Roldan. They're going against a Dallas team that couldn't even score against St. Louis. St. Louis couldn't even score. Yeah. Obviously, Ferreiro might play, but we're still going to get a lot of possession from Seattle, most likely. And we see what he did last week. When they want to dominate, they'll dominate. 132, like 72 AA.
Insane.
Like, this is a matchup that's beautiful. He's cheap for the scores he can put up. Seattle's looking like a good pickup. We talked about it last week. He's going to bang this week. We know what he can do. He's going to bang. Let's move on to midfielders. This is my pick of the week. It's Santi Rodriguez. Last week, he scored a penalty. He has scored, I believe he's contributed in 6 of the last 6 games. And so, decisive in 6 of the last 6 home games. He loves a home game.
At Yankee Stadium.
And this is at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, here we go. Five of the last. But
only
then you gotta,
five. Don't pick him up, guys. He sucks.
And then you see what he did to, last year. So, New England again. We saw what happened last week. I love NYCFC. My stack is looking beautiful. Chris, I know you're probably happy with whatever lineup you're putting out too.
Yes, sir.
And so NYCFC, big thumbs up, huge thumbs up. Santi Rodriguez, especially.
Bailed next up midfielder. By a baseball stadium.
Oh yeah. So there's gonna have to be. I bet you he gets a goal. Next, Christian Espinoza.
He's back.
I don't like San Jose, but this guy is the outlier. He's the exception.
You don't like that. Jackson Yule?
Oh, no. I don't like Paul Marie. I'm sorry.
You don't like Paul Marie?
Who? I'm sorry.
Come on.
Whoa. What do you mean who? Whoa.
You're pumping Mike Bastin's bags right now. Dude, let's go. What do you mean? Look at that.
And so, yeah, Christian Espinoza, Colorado at home. Whenever you play Colorado at home, yeah. No matter when it is, it's a beautiful matchup. Coming off 100, coming off a decisive in 4 straight games, 5 decisives in 4 games. He's in prime shape right now. He's looking really, really good. He's got some nice little matchups coming up, too. LA League's goals at 50 definitely should be higher. Nashville, we know. He's going to do good. Expect the peak. He's one of those guys that can peak, and he's so cheap. He's one of those peak guys that can, you know.
These is the kind of guy that can win a week for you.
So exactly.
Yeah.
You can throw him in.
No Schaufelberg.
You can throw him in like maybe a stack where you don't like the midfielder you're placing. Maybe it's a more defensive stack. Sort of like what I did with New York City. Like I played Thiago Martins and Freeze with Santi, and then I put Gould in because I feel like him and Gould are, of course, going to be one of those guys I can bang. Less extent here, but this is it for him. I know Trippin's gonna like this.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Has he even made his debut yet?
It's a Bada season. He started last game. That's right. And he's coming against a Toronto team that didn't look that great last week. Sean Johnson did not look good coming back. It's a home game. We know how Charlotte is at home. Trippin will give a good word to Abada for us, for him to do something. He's going to get his first decisive. I feel it. I feel a start. I feel a decisive. And $9 for a guy who could be one of the top, you know, guys attacking-wise in the whole league. Like, especially for a new season for that cheap, too. Obviously, he's going to get minted soon enough, but still, $15. I think he will.
In theory.
It is so rare. Now that
I mean, they a lot of times with these like late transfers, they don't get minted until the summer, if ever.
I guess
until the next transfer window.
This is a new era. So, this is a new era of so rare.
It is a new era. We
got the cards right before the season.
We're in the next stage.
That's true.
Not all of them, but we got them.
Woo! Most of them. I didn't get a lot of them. But I mean, if Trippin complains enough, we're just never going to see this Sabata.
My only complaint about the Sabata pick is that I was talking to you about it the other day and I haven't bought mine yet. So now the price is going to go through the roof and I'm not going to get one. So thank you, Alex.
Dude, he's $9. And there's probably, is there a lot of them? Let's see. Oh, I only see three right there. Is that going to
pump in the bags?
Oh, wait. Don't have yet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got plenty of supply. Yeah. Go grab one now as we speak. All right. And then. Final forward
card too. That's kind of nice.
Yes, final attacker. This is my guy, Brian White.
Yes.
Out of everybody I have in my gallery, he has the highest decisive chance. As you can see, I got him in a nice little spot. I love Brian White Gould stacks. It's my favorite stack in the entirety of MLS. It's so budget friendly, and they're going. Look who they're going against. The team we love attacking stacks against, LA Galaxy. And White's back. He got concussed 2 weeks ago, missed a game, came back, scored in the fourth minute. He didn't lose a step. I can see him maybe putting in two decisives, and him and Gould, love them this week. Didn't include him, but love him this week.
There you go. Javik brings up a good point. Add in Fafa. But we've been talking about Fafa, Javik. Yeah. Come on.
Is your boy Ryan Raposo going to get another decisive?
He off definitely the bench. Will. Hell dude, yeah. Against off LA. The bench. Oh yeah. Yeah, Pico is it time for a Pico Brian White Gould stack? Is it become the triple stack instead of the double?
Just pretty gnarly, to be honest.
John McCarthy shutout incoming.
Just all right. Stop. We already got one of those this year.
We've hit our quota. He's not allowed to get any more per league rules.
A road to $10 for a new season Fafa. We were at $6 2 weeks ago. It'll get there soon.
Look at that. Wow. We're back. The market's back. Pump your bags. We're rich. Mom.
Here we are.
Gonna buy you a house. Mom, with my Fafa Picolds.
Gonna be a really little house.
Hey, tiny house.
If you have enough of them.
Hey, you can buy them on Amazon these days, man. Come on.
That's true.
Foldable.
It's fine.
Get one at Home Depot.
Well, dude, Ali's coming in with the hot fire in his player picks. Every week they get better and better. Mike Bastin pumping his bags. Oh.
I forgot something. We got to see how I did last week. We got to see if...
Don't listen to his new picks until we know if he's any good or not.
Let's find out how good I did. I made a little nice little spreadsheet.
Oh,
wow.
Spreadsheet guy.
Oh, yeah. So I took the L15 before the game and then what they scored and then did a little subtraction, addition, little whatever they did.
All right. Subtraction's hard.
We got a total of a... Plus 84, which I think is pretty good.
That's not bad.
I'd say that's pretty good. And so I chalked this down.
Maybe the more important thing, you got three guys in there that had 80 plus.
Exactly.
So, and a 74. So
let's that Yamane penalty was kind of soft.
Yeah. Just so let's not. I got to point them out. We had the Nwobodo and Yamane stinkers, to say the least. If Yamane would have conceded that penalty, he'd be sitting at just under his L15. You know, Nwobodo, he did bad. He was already low cap, so it was already a cheaper option that has high potential, but
he's coming back from injury. It's fine.
He didn't play out.
It's also Red Bulls.
That is true. But Agata,
I think we underestimated Red Bulls a little bit.
Agata did Agata things at home, as I told everyone.
He's maybe the only person on the planet that was saying Agata was going to score. And he called it that he was going to score twice.
And he did it twice. I said hat trick, and then he had the penalty. And
yeah,
we won't talk about that penalty. Yes.
Tillman. Dude, Timothy Tillman, if you haven't picked him up, now's your time. You're running out of time, dude.
Like, I might already be out of time. I haven't looked at his price. It's probably gone now.
I have not.
That's like three, four games now with literally just racking up so rare scores. He's probably Gonzo.
I think his L5 is 75. Gonzo, yeah, look at that. Yeah, $12 for his floor. Like, $12 for a classic season
for a mid.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, look at that though, dude. This season
is rare prices.
What's his rare price? 83.
Yeah,
83. Hey, now's the final chance. Now is the, you know, all aboard. Conductors out there, they're saying, everybody else, come on. If you haven't got on, now's your chance. I haven't even hopped on the Tillman train yet.
So what you're saying is that he's going to lay an egg in Portland this weekend.
Absolutely. That is about what's to happen. He might. He 100%. Might DNP. He might late scratch.
But we got the player picks for the weekend, but I got the fixtures pulled up for this weekend, right? So, Chris, give me a matchup that you're looking at. There's a couple this week. Like last week, it was a little 50-50. Give me a match this week that you're going, oh, yeah, it's going to be a
juicy.
Give me that juicy game.
So, Alex talked about one. Yankee Stadium is not hosting baseball this weekend. It's hosting some soccer. And that's normally a bad sign for teams that just lost 9-2 on the road. Was it 9-2? Yeah, I think it was 9-2 on aggregate.
On aggregate, 3-0, 5-2, was it?
Yeah, it was. I think it was 4-0 and 5-2. New England, not in a good spot. Caleb Porter, probably not going to have a job for much longer.
If you play Earl Edwards, I don't think you deserve a job. I'm not going
to
lie.
I did play Earl Edwards, to be fair. It was in a full New England stack, and I had very low hopes for it.
Yeah, hey, I don't even know why you'd play it.
I mean, I thought maybe I could get some coins, and I don't even think I qualified for that. So,
scarce, man. Coins are scarce.
Coins are harder to come by now.
No light box even? Jeez.
No. I mean, it wasn't like a promotion relegation lineup, because I'm not that dumb, but yeah, I mean, if you have five playing cards, you should always play them because weird things happen. But yeah, weird I had very low hopes for that. So yeah, New England, New York City is one of the faves of the weekend.
Go ahead, continue, because I do want to go back to that game.
I mean, someone's gonna hate me, but I kind of like us at home against Orlando.
I was about to say El Sorer in the States of Co. We got it.
El Sorer in the States ago.
we got to talk about that.
No,
all right, we'll talk about. I don't know if I'm ready for that conversation yet, but we can talk about it. We can.
It's gonna be. See, this is the problem though. Now we have expectations. So if we lose, it's gonna get real ugly real quick. You know.
Yeah.
Whereas if we win, it's just like, hey, we're supposed to win. These guys suck. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. I went there, guy. What are you gonna do about it?
Orlando guy,
or
the badge,
the taco slayer guy,
live and die by the crest, baby.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm shocked. I'm really shocked that none of you pointed out this Red Bull hosting Chicago Fire match.
I thought that was a given. It'd be 5-0.
Yeah.
We
got
to
talk about it. We got to give these people. We got to let them know to fire up the Red Bull stacks, even if they haven't already. If you're not already on the train, what are you doing?
Season, dude. It is Lewis Morgan season.
Is Chicago that bad?
Yes.
Yes and
look,
no.
Shaqiri, dude.
I think Chicago is kind of average, you know?
Okay. Know. But are they going to be able to handle Red Bulls at home?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that it's a good matchup.
We're talking about this weekend. It's a good matchup this weekend.
And realistically,
like in that scenario, all Red Bulls home games would be good matchups, you know?
Especially this, though. Isn't Chicago's only win because of the wind? Isn't that true?
Oh, wait.
That's their only win is because of the wind.
I forgot about that game. I looked at the game,
drew.
I was like,
they drew Philly to start the year.
Chicago has two wins, to be fair.
Okay, so they drew Philly to start the year, right? Or is it 2-1? I don't remember.
I'm going through their schedule now.
I think it was 2-2.
2-2 with Philly. 2-1 away to Cincy, or at home against Cincy, they lost. 2-1 away to Columbus. Beat Montreal 4-3. That's the win game.
Yep.
Drew New England 1-1 away. Lost 3-0 in Atlanta and then beat Houston this last week.
And that was a poor-looking Houston. They did not look good at all. Franco didn't
this is
show
my
up.
Thing,
they
though,
looked
like,
horrible.
And that was a Guti late winner also.
Exactly, yeah. And Guti, Guti's...
Oh, Guti's fine. You don't disrespect Guti,
yeah,
okay?
You gotta be. You should be grabbing him. He's like the gem for them. Say to like how Shaqiri was last year.
To be fair, this is a brutal start to the schedule. Like this,
dude,
tough.
Montreal is
at
such
Philly,
a hard opponent, bro.
Cincy... At Columbus, Montreal isn't bad though. Like Montreal's been fine.
At home,
they're tired right now.
Like, and they won that game. I mean, granted, they didn't really win that game, but like they won that game. And then like at New England, at Atlanta, and then Houston at home, like, this is about what I would expect kind of an average team to do against this schedule, you know?
Yeah, they
can score. There's no results that I go,
this is an average. It's an average team with stars that can show depending on the game. That's what it's sort of.
But will they show?
Yeah,
exactly. No, you see,
I still expect Red Bulls to win. I'm not saying that I don't. I just, it's not like Chicago is like San Jose, you know? Like, it's not like they're Austin.
Yeah, and like,
they're not.
Did you see what San Jose just did to Kansas City?
What?
Oh, too soon.
San Jose?
Too soon.
We beat or San Portland. Jose.
I mean, who's San Jose? Yeah, who's San
Portland
Jose?
Or LA?
Is it Austin? LA. No, it was Austin. Ha! I knew they had a thriller with some game.
It was 4-3. They lost. Yeah. It was Austin.
Oh. They score goals too, just like this Chicago team is what I'm saying. Is that like just because bad teams can score goals? Like, sure. And when they're playing other bad teams, there's gonna be golosses everywhere.
Hey, but look what I just spotted on
against
my table
the Red
too.
Bulls. Man, the Red Bulls are gonna smash this.
Look at that!
Look,
I just
look
spotted
at that on card Lewis Morgan auto.
I just spotted that on my table.
That's nice.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
who
like,
are the bad teams in this league? Like, who are the good matchups?
San Jose, Dallas, St. Louis away.
Really? You think St. Louis away?
Sporting
is a
in
good
the second half. No, like St. Louis when they're playing away.
Sporting in the second half.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that you think that that's a good matchup.
Like right
makes
now.
Sense, but
until they get Leuven back, they're not going to do anything. Realistically,
yeah.
And
like right now, you got to say it's like Austin, San Jose, Dallas, Colorado, or like
question mark?
Question mark? Like
no, they're not. They're not good. They're not.
I mean, they're starting to not look horrible though.
Dude, they made me pick a San Jose player in my watch list. You know how hard that is. You have to be not
that's
good.
True.
They drew 2-2 against the Miami B team. Like.
The B team.
What was
that bad?
Which one was it?
But listen, Colorado's at the bottom of the barrel, okay? And you could even maybe throw New England in there, but obviously you could throw in the little.
I'm for sure throwing New England.
You could maybe throw Orlando in there. Like
the way we played, yeah. But we just had a bye week, 2 weeks off. Like we're gonna come out, we're just gonna smash DC this weekend.
Hey. You know what we need to do? We need to, you know, Colorado stunk for a long time. I think we need to get the Riverhounds into the MLS. Too.
See? Any Ooh, Texas team is just bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you're playing in Texas, you're probably okay. If not,
yeah.
Tough.
Austin Home's a pretty hard matchup. Not hard, but like difficult. You know?
It's a tough place to play. Tough place to play.
Yeah. Can we head back to that NYCFC game and just look at that? Because I do want to elaborate on that.
Yeah. Back to it. If it wants to load.
There we go. So, based on server data, I believe they have the second highest clean sheet chance, which I think number one is New York, which is weird because they don't keep clean sheets, or at least they didn't.
That was so loud.
Oh, sorry, Mom. Was it really that loud?
Yeah. It was louder than me.
That's wild.
All right. You're canceled. May I continue, Chris? Chris's water bottle?
No.
Hydration break, y'all. Calm down.
It's been 13 minutes. We got to go. All right. As I was saying, second highest clean sheet chance this week. Santi at home. Love it. Thiago Martins hasn't had a huge game yet, I don't think. There was a time last year where he was the best MLS defender score-wise. I mean, obviously, Kai Wagner's the outlier. But if you look at it, he was putting up like 75s every game for a good amount of time. The only problem is there's no attacker that you can really trust. I think so. Does Santi have forward cards? Is that
no?
Does he not? Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Sands, you know, I don't have him in my prio with the rest of the NYCFC guys because he's not going to be a peak scorer. But this is where you're probably going to see your really high peak scores from those high value NYCFC guys. And the Revs, I mean, they didn't play their best team yesterday, but still, this the shape they're in, I hate to say it, like, they're the probably bottom three worst teams in the league and one of the teams you probably want to play right now. Even with the, you know, both heels, shout out Nacho. He doesn't get enough love.
Nacho.
Vrioni started scoring goals. I don't think has he done anything recently?
Not really.
I think he got an assist last week.
Actually. He scored in the Champions League 5-2 loss.
That doesn't count.
Oh, wow.
Did he get subbed on into it?
He did.
Yeah. Did.
Wow, two goals.
I will say, I will say, when we played Cincinnati in the Open Cup last year, we had a guy that literally could not hit the net from like the penalty spot. Like he would have open goals and was missing. And he finally scored one completely garbage time, 3-0 game. We'd already gotten toasted. He scored one and then he like got his confidence a little bit and kind of came
back. Who was that?
So, could actually be
huge. All you need sometimes. That's all you need.
Who was that?
Tola Shawanmi, and he ended up scoring like 4 goals all year, but
sometimes
fine.
You just need that one goal.
He looked better though.
True.
You just need the first one.
That's what happened with Kyrie Shelton last year. Dude, if you're a Sporting fan and you watch games a lot, you know about Kyrie Shelton. And he actually didn't look that bad to end the year because he scored one kind of later in the year. So maybe it is Vrioni back, but for now, no. Chankalai hasn't really done anything for this team this season.
He gets a nice AA, though. If he could put a decisive on top, beautiful.
The thing is can he? Like, we don't know. I love Bajrakterevic, but they don't start him enough. Like,
he's a kid.
Like, I'd have him.
That's a Caleb Porter issue. Yeah. Him and Noel Buck should 100% be started.
100%.
Every game. Why not? Like,
I love Nacho
Hill.
You're
getting smoked in every game. Why would you not play the kids?
I love Nacho Hill, dude. Bajrakterevic got to start. I'm sorry. And you know, if you're Caleb Porter at this point and you are smack talking Ravas about how you don't think he's good or whatever he said in that quote that I saw, just play Earl Edwards. Like, just get your job over with at this point. Like, no one wants to watch this Revs team. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
And this is gonna I know there's a shout out the guy in the Discord, Rev So Rare.
We had him on one of our shows. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be free of this burden very, very soon. It might be after this game, after Santi scores a hat trick of penalties.
All right, but Bastin said it earlier. Who takes over when Porter's dismissed? Like, he just got there. Like, come on, calling for Porter out already? That's a little much.
But
even
it's been
in CC.
They were
willing
to see, and they blew the opportunity.
Okay,
I get it's America,
Orlando.
But still.
It's fine. I'm willing to give this team. Look, I'm not saying they're good.
You guys didn't go out, right?
What's the expectation? If you're a Revs fan coming into this season, what's the expectation?
At this point?
Coming into the season. You just hired Caleb Porter. What's the expectation?
Top seven, eight finish? Top five finish? I don't know. They wanted the old Revs success back. Yeah, exactly. They wanted the old Revs success back, and he's not going to do it.
First,
it's already
like
shown.
The old Revs success, the Revs have been terrible for most of their franchise history.
Dude, but
I remember
had
them
fine. They were in second, leading the league the entire year. They were up so much that they stayed in the playoff line after completely tanking the end of the season. Like, Revs were on a good track, and then Caleb Porter comes in and just... Like, Chankalai was still Bruce Arena's guy. It's not like this is a Caleb Porter guy. Like, Chankalai was... Like, this is still a Bruce Arena team under Caleb Porter's system, and that's...
It's not working. And so he's either got to change things up, like maybe we see something drastic just to throw it out there because they already know this is going to be a hard matchup. If not, this team's dreaded for another not that great year. And so
worse than not that great. Like, they're at this point, they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah. And so
they got their first win. Woo.
The main takeaway is start your Santi Rodriguez's, please. And Bakar might get a decide. He won't get a decide. So I don't know why.
No, I have two shouts. So. I have, I actually really like Julian Fernandez to start and get a decisive and actually contribute in this game. Even if he doesn't start, he's probably going to still play 30 minutes. And he's a forward guard. So I think he's your best bet on forward. And I think this is probably the spot where he breaks out. The other one that I had had pulled up and then now I don't have pull up, who I think is also a forward. No, he's not. He's a midfielder.
No, he's. We did talk about him though off the show.
I think this is going to be his like 80 game. I think he gets like an 80.
Yeah,
75, 80, somewhere in that name.
Revs, man. He just
massive AA. And it's
nice. Did I just rip into them? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Revs fans.
Man, dude, the Revs is getting faded left and right, man. Ugh. Poor yeah,
hey, reality hits hard. You saw Sporting 2 years before this. What happened to us? And so.
It's justified. They've been just not good. But like I said, I don't know. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt now. See how they look. You know, CONCACAF's in the rearview mirror.
We mentioned this is at Yankee Stadium, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Look, don't underestimate
this game either. I'm not saying
they could. They could bring Sean Johnson in on a loan. That might be smart.
Mm.
That would be a really smart thing to do.
The benefit of the doubt for a few weeks. But I do want to bring it up since Mike Bassan just called me out after all this flexing. Called us both out after all this flexing.
No chance this game is a 0-0.
DC United and Orlando City coming off a bye week. We're resetting. We're doing great. We're back.
Oh,
DC United is good. Even when DC United was bad, we still lost by 4 or 5 goals. So I don't know what to expect this year.
Dude, Benteke might have 5 big chances missed in this game.
He's going to rack up big chances missed.
It's going to be so insane.
To be fair, I actually sort of low-key like Galese because we take a lot of shots and a lot of them miss. And some of them get saved. And while I don't think he's going to necessarily get a clean sheet, I mean, he could. And if he does, then he's going to get like 100. And if he doesn't, he's probably still going to get like a 60. So I actually don't
chances
mind.
Missed that 74 duels won.
Exactly. Oh yeah, aerial duels won.
Yeah, he'll have a 20 AA, Daniel Cooper. Don't you worry, sir.
That's okay, but like that's not far from reality. Look, Janssen don't got hops. Brekalo might start, might not. Apparently, he's been carrying a knock the whole time since he got here, and like a new interview that they did. Schlegel ain't gonna do it. So it's like. That's my biggest fear with this game. Where like I think that without Benteke, Orlando City might hold a chance, but Benteke is going to completely dunk on this team, and it is almost guaranteed to at least get a goal. I'm not saying they're going to win, but you will get a Benteke header in the box because if they can get down the wing, we're going to press up. Dagger Dan's going to get caught out all the way up. Someone's going to ping it across, and Benteke's going to have a wide open header. Like I can literally see it now. Like I'm picturing it in my head. Like I can see it. It's. Yeah, Benteke 100% lock for a decisive. Again, I don't know if they'll win the game. I don't know if they can control the game for that long. Boy, yeah, it's Aaron Herrera assist, probably.
Is definitely he midfield? Probably. Is that right? I saw it and they had it there. Is
Herrera plays on the left, right?
No, he's a fullback. So they missed. That's wrong. They switched. If you go back to the lineup.
Who's on the left? I know the lineup's all messed up.
So the left will be Herrera. The left will be Herrera. Bartlett will play center back. Peltola will play defensive mid with Cliche. And then I don't know if it'll be. I think their normal pairing is McVay Bartlett in the middle, and then I think they'll have what's this guy the old guy Pedro Santos. I think he'll play right back. I don't know if Antley starts unless they go to 5 in the back, which is very possible, but. So Antley is the one I would be concerned about on the back line. And then Priani is definitely a concern because he just sucked recently. Kudi, Pietro, and Stroud should be fairly good starters. And then Benteke and Cliche, obviously, are starters. So Priani, I don't know. Dahomey may come in for him. Or it could be like a Pedro Santos comes in for him, and then they'll play like a back 5 with Herrera, Bartlett, McVay, Antley back there. I think you're pretty safe if you go Cliche, Kudi, Pietro, Stroud, Benteke, Herrera, Peltola, McVay, and Bono. I think are all pretty safe.
Herrera, okay, looking at this, Herrera on the left, he is going to completely run up this channel, and Dagger Dan is going to get caught out. Like Herrera to Benteke, assist and goal is almost a lock this game, and I'm calling it now. Put it in. Where's my Hot Rock Bets app? I'm putting it in right now. It's gonna be rough. And on top of that, the interview came out today. I guess Faku's been training at the 10 for the last couple of weeks. So maybe we get a Faku, Angulo, Duncan start with Muriel off the bench. Maybe going back to the old formation because Caesar and Cartagena are back healthy too. So realistically, stay away from Orlando because the lineup is going to be all over the place. They've had 2 weeks to prepare.
The hell too.
And guess who's going to start their crowd Orlando stack this weekend?
Hey!
Oh yeah,
more you and than I'm me, not, probably.
And there's no defender for Orlando getting in that stack. It's Yedlin. It's not. There's
guess,
no chance I put
guess who's
in
getting
there.
Demoted this week?
Yeah. So careful.
I'm putting them in my Orlando's div 5. Packs,
but
div 5 lineup.
Yeah. But yeah, they're still like... going to get demoted. They're going to make a new level for how bad this is. No, dude,
Galese 100 from 70 AA. Dude.
Now he might.
Orlando actually, player to buy. I talked to Chris about Herrera. I talked to Alex and brought a whole escalation. It's my turn. Okay.
Whoa, hold on. Go back to this. He talked to me and only bought one player. He talked to Alex about a whole SKC collection.
Dude, I didn't. I what can't is that be that all good about? Of a convincer.
Dude, Peltola, Benteke, Kalish. There's so many good players we have.
I think he texted me and he was like, what stack should I buy? And I gave him a 5 stack and he sends me a screenshot a day later and he's like 100% completion in collection.
Like, okay. I'll tell you right now. Okay, Martin Ojeda is the guy. Martin Ojeda is the guy. Even though he's coming off the bench sometimes, but he still scores off the bench when he does. He should eventually start. He's our DP. If anybody's shipping off, it's Faku. And God, I hope it happens. Don't Everybody worry. Else, Muriel Duncan, until Duncan leaves, if he leaves in the summer, then Muriel's going to be the guy up top. Angulo always starts because he's Colombian and Poppy likes Colombians. Janssen scores really well. Even getting pummeled by 4 goals, Janssen still scores pretty well. Santos for the upside, left back. Brekalo looks awesome.
What about Nico? Dude, he's my guy. I like him the most.
Dude, buying Nico right now just doesn't make sense because he's going to be in and out of. He's going to be a rotation risk all the time.
He's also 100 years old.
Yeah,
it is true.
Because like, look, comes down to it, losing that double pivot in the midfield without Cesar and Cartagena destroyed this team. So like, the odds of them not going back to that and then figuring out the top with all these new pieces, maybe they can finally get Faku and Ojeda to work together. Finally, you know, our DPs that we pay for. Maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe move into the Faku to the 10 and like an actual 10, let him roam around the middle, have everybody play around him works. Don't really know.
You know what happened when Atlanta did this, right? When they had like 7 players that all wanted the ball. Didn't work. Then they got rid of them and now it worked.
That's what I'm saying.
Now they only have 2 players that want the ball.
That's why I'm saying Martin Ojeda is the one, even off the bench production, and he's the newest one. I really don't see him getting shipped off. I see Faku going because the hype is already there. Granted, he probably lost it all, but who knows? They've, like I said, CONCACAF. It was a weird start to the season. 2 weeks to refresh. So it could be up from here. It could be up from here. Hopefully,
it is up from here. Hopefully, let's hope.
It is. There it is. Alex coming in. It is up from here.
The last time Orlando beat DC was 2021.
All right, so it's not up for now, but maybe the week after. Who do they play?
You know what? But Atlanta and Philly could be a good game, you know, 3-3 or something.
Let's go to that. Let's see.
We're not going to talk about Orlando being unable to beat DC for years. We're not going to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that. People don't want to
talk about
a
game with guaranteed.
That's not good content. That's not good content. Nobody wants to hear that. I do agree, Daniel, though. This game was on my list because this game should be fun. It's in Atlanta. Philly's had some time. It looks like they're starting to get things together. Atlanta's been flying. They've been fun to watch. Granted, I know GG's day-to-day. I saw that Jamal took a little bit of a knock, so I don't know what his status situation is. We could use Thomas here, but he's not.
It's going to be the battle of who's the best defending option in the MLS. Wagner versus Lennon. This is the matchup to decide.
Ooh, on opposite flanks, too.
Exactly.
They get their own area to, you know,
perform. Or do they just cancel each other out and both just put up stinkers?
We'll see.
No,
we'll see what happens.
Absolutely not.
Someone will perform. No. Someone will show up with no GG. I think it'll be Wagner. I think he's like the old guy who's around. And I don't think he is. I think he's still out.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna play either.
But I will say, if you go back to go ahead.
Sorry, I don't think he plays, which I think makes I think it makes this kind of one-sided, and I think Philly's got a bit of an edge here. This is also the all-time most even matchup in MLS history. Atlanta, 5 wins. Philly, 5 wins and 5 draws. So absolutely no idea what the heck's going to happen here. Well, 15 times they've played, and it's 5-5-5.
3-3.
I mean, it could be a 3-3 draw where they both also win. You know,
yeah, that is true. That first ever game to ever have that. And I will say, Shemle, I saw a report. Blake's good to go. He's been training. Okay. So I think we get Blake back this week. I don't know why it's 100% for Shumley.
Even more. Yeah, people don't. So we're data. People don't read reports like that.
Yeah, they just. Oh, I like Blake.
The last. The last lineup he played. So I'm going to play him.
No, yeah. That's not how it works.
Either way, this will be a fun game. Good luck getting a clean sheet on either side. But. Attack the stacks.
How do they have Glesnes, Elliott, and Lowe all 100%? That doesn't make any sense.
They play.
Are they playing a back five?
They play Harriel at the right back. Yeah.
Ooh, Bob Flynn in the house. Did he miss if Faulkner? It will be available. From what we know, he is right.
Why wouldn't he be available? I haven't seen anything.
He took a little bit of a knock last week, but yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was precautionary. I don't think it was anything like too serious. And this is a big game that seems like he'd be up for playing. So if he's up and available, I don't think it's 100% yet.
It is turf.
Oh, no. Jay Vic bought a Zimmerman and not Lennon.
Zimmerman's granted, great, though. Did you see that video?
I also bought a limited Zimmerman.
No, you got a rare Lennon, too, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to make him feel good, Alex. What the heck?
Just hey, do they call up Cavan to come up and... And have him put him on the bench.
He's nowhere close to this team,
dude. Put him in there.
You say that
Sullivan connection.
He's
not even on Philly 2 yet. Come on.
If he's Premier League ready now,
he needs at least a season of Philly 2, and then maybe he could make a debut at the end of this year. Maybe.
Well, real quick, because to note that Philly Atlanta game is on a Sunday. Sunday shenanigans, baby. Let's. Go, we love it. But there is another Sunday game. There are two Sunday games, and I want to get your opinions on this one. All right, and I need Chris's expert opinion because he's a real big expert on St. Louis City. Okay, St. Louis City is hosting Austin. Are we getting another nil-nil stinker? Are we getting another Chris? This game is going to be boring as heck, rant, or what's going on here?
Go ahead, Chris. You got it.
So sadly, I don't think this is going to be a nil-nil stinker. I'm kind of thinking it's an Austin win.
What?
Question mark?
What?
Is it in Austin or in St. Louis?
It's in St. Louis. I think Driussi is the best player on the field by a mile and a half, and they're starting to kind of find a little bit of a goal scoring rhythm. So I kind of think it's like a 2-1.
It might be
like
2
that.
Miles.
Maybe like a
5 miles.
Maybe like a 1-1, like a something in that neighborhood where it's not, I think it'd be more than two goals or two or more goals, I should say. And I think it'll be close. And I think slight edge to Austin.
I think it'll end 1-0.
Feels very odd to say.
Yeah. Rubio and Driussi, man. And they get going.
I don't like it.
After that Driussi winner, like, how could he not come into this game and have another one in him? Like, oh, man.
I mean, Driussi's 100% capable of putting Austin on his back. He did it for a whole year, and they finished second. So, yeah. I kind of like Austin a little bit, which is weird to say.
That is very weird to say.
Never mind. I saw him. I'm confused. Continue.
JVIC says, when Friday games? Friday night, the food we need so bad. So bad. Daniel Cooper, Sunday games will not be watched. I'll have more important. Watch the highlights. The Masters is significantly more important. Daniel Cooper's a golf guy.
Come back to Sunday Shenanigans so you can watch us talk about the week while you're watching.
We love the Masters.
But you have to keep us. You have to keep the volume down on our stream, or else they'll get mad at you for golf.
That is true.
Yeah,
I live like 20 minutes from the Bay Hill Invitational. It's always a good time every year.
He'll have it in his pocket. I'll just yell four.
Bob Flynn, Chris, why is Davey Roaf the best goalkeeper to buy for MLS?
So I don't appreciate Bob putting me on blast here and asking private questions that are DM in front of everybody. He asked me who the best goalkeeper was to buy at MLS, and I gave him a random Belgian keeper who scores really well because honestly, if you're trying to be competitive and win, I don't think you buy any MLS goalkeepers. I think you buy guys from Europe and or Brazil that are just better
be facts.
In vision.
Facts.
I did buy a Davey Roaf not too long ago, and he's a good keeper.
He's pretty good, right?
He's a good keeper.
So yeah, that's
So the cat's out of the bag is what we're saying.
Yeah. I'm still a sicko, so all my goalkeepers are still MLS guys. So if you really want an MLS goalkeeper, Weirdly, I have a bid on a Ravas right now because YOLO.
Not Earl Edwards?
Really?
Not Earl Edwards.
Everybody no just sat here and just crap all over New England. You're like, oh, I got an auction. I got a little bid in.
How much is he at least?
I think he's super cheap.
So you just trashed him so that nobody would bid on that auction is what you're saying.
No. So like I trashed him because they are trash, but a lot of times goalkeepers on trash teams will actually get a lot of shots. And I think he's a decent goalkeeper. So I think he'll save a lot of them.
But Caleb Porter said he was
worried. Oh, Bob Flynn. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's just fine.
Mm-hmm. New season row for $21.
DM me again and ask a question. I dare you.
Don't DM him. Don't DM him.
Don't do it. It's a trap. So I would not, if I'm seriously actually trying to win, I would not buy MLS goalkeepers, but that's not fun.
You're not wrong, but
stockpile Tim Melia's right now.
It's just more fun.
I see. Is Tim Melia going to be there past this season?
Yes.
I was just looking because of how cheap it is. I was like, ooh.
Dude, I don't know why people are on this Pulskamp train. He's not going to get replaced.
No, I'm not talking about Pulskamp. I'm just talking about Melia falling off a cliff a la Brad Guzan.
I'm talking to the people. The people that believe Pulskamp is going to be starting this season at some point.
He was supposed to start last year. I was on the Pulskamp train last year.
He's not going to start. They love Melia too much. He's like Stuver. He's old. And maybe he doesn't perform the best sometimes. He's still going to start for us this whole season. You'll see Pulskamp in Open Cup, and that doesn't matter. It was so rare. And so.
Oh, man. Guzan.
Stop DMing me about Pulskamp. Stop DMing me. Don't DM me.
What do you work for San Jose, bro? What do you work for San Jose? Yo, we got a good question here from Blitz. I haven't seen this one. What's up, dude?
Hey, welcome.
I just started so rare with $60. I had left an ETH from a wallet I had forgotten about. I've been playing for a week with no money, but what should I do with the $60?
First That's of like all, a welcome. Really fun problem, you know?
Welcome to So Rare. That's the first thing we got to say.
This is.
You're about to go down the biggest longer you spend rabbit on hole so rare, of all time.
The faster you'll spend that $60, I'll tell you that. That's $60 in the blink of an eye.
So dude, seriously. Target some stacks, I think. I think that's the best way to look at it. Target a defensive stack and target a attacking stack. Personally, I think you go Brian White Gould to start that. That's half the budget.
Little Vancouver stack for $60.
I love Brian White Gould so much.
Are they how expensive are they? I think that's
$25 and $23.
Okay. Well, here
that's too much of your budget.
Here. Before all our mind trails start going everywhere with this $60, I'm gonna bring it back. With this $60, do you go in season or do you go classic?
No, classic.
Starting off,
brand new, 100%, 1,000,000%.
Why on earth would you go brand new season?
So someone's brand, I don't know. They're brand new. They're brand new to the platform. They got on. So Rare is pushing them new season cards. You go to the market, you don't even see the classic season cards. It automatically shows you in season.
Yeah.
Dude, there's there's nothing like that first card win feeling, dude. He's going to get hooked. And so
slowly going away into the abyss.
No, it isn't. I don't think it is.
I think
the premium, especially if you're starting out, you need to be starting on classic. The premium is too much for new season. And especially with you're not just getting cash from classic season, you're getting cards that could go up even more.
See, he got a $7 tier 5 from his first advanced tutorial.
Yeah.
And he said it felt nice.
That's
there it is.
$7 tier 5?
Yeah, what?
Holy
was it a keeper?
Crackers. That's incredible. Actually,
was that dude Hanson?
Who was
that
the tier
pumping?
5? Because we need to look up this man.
Yeah.
And I might go buy. I have some cash.
$7 tier 5, huh?
That's incredible. That's interesting. I won a baseball competition. I run one rare pro and I got an Acuna from it. And I now have some cash. Let's just say cash is not
already?
A problem anymore.
Yeah, I guess $60 can build you a better overall team in Classic to make you competitive. And if you're brand new, you're probably starting in Div 5, Division 5 at the bottom. So
hey, it's only up from here. And those rewards, are pretty easy to get at the lower for now until people start targeting it.
I would say figure out what you want to do. Do you want to play MLS? Do you want to play over the summer? Do you want to wait and play Europe when the European season comes out? What kind of football do you like? What's your favorite team? True.
Figure that out. I was 100% assuming that this was an MLS question. Since
this is an MLS stream, but we don't know who we don't.
That's true.
We don't
assume
on this show.
Maybe,
right.
Dude, we're the biggest show in So Rare. He just came to us.
So I have a suggestion.
And, get the scraps. And, get the scraps out of here.
Alex is the expert, so I'll ask him. But I mean, for my money, $3 for Eric Tommy, I don't think you go wrong there. Yeah.
Oh, Chris is actually over here shopping. He's like, all right, baby, let's go. Hey.
$60 like Eric Tommy. Like, I think you start right there. And then you go bibbidi bobbidi boo right into Sporting Kansas City, and you go, what's my
you go down the rabbit hole and you DM me once and I'll make you buy the whole
Timmy Melia, $10. There you go. There's
Daniel Cooper keeping us on track. Bon no questioning. MLS cards. There is no Europe talk here.
There is a Sporting KC season.
He won a Dan Burns.
Dude on the bottom. Hold honestly, up. Hold down. On the defenders. Muhammad Abu. That dude doesn't exist.
Abu Alanadi.
Yeah, he doesn't
exist. Can we look at a Dan Burn? We got a Dan Burn.
So like Fontas? Yeah. Rosero? Is he worth having? Is he a starter when Fontas comes back?
Absolutely.
Logan and Dende? Like you can get three guys to pair with Timmy Melia, boom, $15. You're done there. Midfielders, Radoja's great.
Radoja, Walter Tommy. I'm not going to lie. I'm taking right now. I hate to say it. I'm taking Walter over Tommy in my stacks.
You're taking who over what?
Walter over Tommy in my stacks right now.
That's even better because Tommy's even more expensive than Walter.
So go Walter, Radoja. Grab those for now.
Yeah. You pick up these three. Yeah. Right.
Why are we shilling SKC stacks?
Pick up these two, and then you.
Yeah,
pick
but
up,
they're building I, you I one right spend, now. Look at you.
Don't.
I would spend Alloy. On. I would spend on Salloy right there.
Oh, he's 32. Only 10 now. Actually, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked that up.
I'm grabbing Russell for $2 though. Oh my god.
Pick that up.
100%.
Hold that all year.
Everybody in the stream, buy Russell. Let's all do it. I'll buy one.
It's not going to be $2 now.
Yeah,
there's probably plenty of supply knowing how many cards he's got.
We gotta let the new guys.
Oh, here we go. Now we gotta go to the other team.
Now, see, and then I go buy one of these.
Turn into an SKC. Look at
that. Tyler Miller, $2. Yeah, why not?
$2.
That's too much. That's too much.
Blitz, I'm so confused. Maybe too. I don't. Can you,
all right, let's go
can
to
you
Orlando
guys stop
now.
Confusing this guy. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Ooh, Jared Stroud, 71 cents.
You guys, what?
Dan Byrne,
so off the rails.
Let's go, Dan Byrne.
Dan Byrne.
He won a Dan Bird. Look at the cars, though.
Ooh.
That's
he's not a guaranteed starter, though, is he? I know at some point he wasn't.
So I say if you, again.
I'm so confused.
Again, Blitz. You could definitely build a solid MLS lineup for $60, right?
100%.
You definitely could. Classic season. You could build a good one. But.
Do you know what's a good one? Seattle. Because Fry's like still $15. That could be a.
No, he's a Red Bull fan. Option. Dude, Red Bulls are flying.
Red Bull.
Red Bull stack. Oh, just for fun. Why not? Yeah, get a Red Bull stack.
All right.
We got to see if they're expensive, though. They might be expensive.
Manzier. Yeah. Tolkien's super cheap.
Tolkien's
like
one.
$12. Yeah, 100% go.
Cornell is 24.
Coughlin gets it. New York Red Bull.
Cornell's too expensive. I don't know if you want to go full Red Bull stack.
How much is Cornell?
24.
Okay, just get Melia then, because they're going to put up the same scores.
That seems a little bit too much. Tolkien, that's a good price. I don't know.
You
if
could
want any of those other defenders.
Tolkien Van. Oh, Forsberg. I forgot about him.
That's a good price.
Morgan's still $10, dude.
Yeah, Blitz. So you need one goalkeeper, one defender, one midfielder, one forward, and then you get a little flex so you can play any outfield player in there.
Van Zier's too much.
Yeah, do not buy Van Zier.
Yeah.
Does
Dude,
Morgan
Red Bulls
have forward
are hot
cards?
Right now. No, they're midfield.
No. Doesn't have any. Even at
see,
Miami,
this is a
any?
Tough stack to make, actually, to be fair.
So you put Van Zier up top, you have to. Like, they're
no,
going to
unlock
Van
Zier. Like, that's too much.
That's
I
too
would
much
not pay for, that.
I'm not paying 17. I'm paying for Brian White for $10.
Yeah. He's trying to, he's like a definitive lineup to go buy right now. So
maybe we'll go to our, definite decisive later and then give you an idea.
So you go Red Bulls. You go Red Bulls. Definitely go Red Bulls.
Pick up Morgan for sure, then. If you're a Red Bulls guy, he's a really good option to have.
Yeah.
I would pick up Morgan again.
Now he's a starter every week, too.
Morgan and Tolkien, and then go spend your other $40 somewhere else.
Yes.
And if you're going to, I don't know, who's the best value keeper? Is it Fry right now for 15?
I think it's probably Melia, to be fair.
Do you think Melia for what is he, 9 or 10?
Yeah.
Daniel, yes, the Red Bulls are good.
No, we think they're actually really good.
Like, yeah, we're big, we're big Red Bulls fans.
We think they're like contending to win the Supporters Shield this year.
Do we?
I think
look
we
at
are. I think
they are. Gallery for New York Red Bull rare stack for Cap 240.
Let's see how he. I guess yeah, go look up how he plays.
But yeah, Blitz, definitely Morgan and Tolkien is good. Definitely start there and then build around that. And it'd be great. This went off the rails real quick.
Yeah, it did. There's no way we're getting all these games.
What the heck? I think we were just about to talk about the biggest game of the weekend.
DM us later and we'll talk more.
Yeah, don't
DM us. This is a great exercise. We got Cincy in here. We got the Red Bulls. SKC to the moon. We got it all. We fit it in.
Can we talk about
Cincy's Yarborough? Javik said Yarborough.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a bad shout. But I also just sold my rare Yarborough.
Yeah, I did.
That makes two of y'all.
Can't really recommend that.
Buy Alec Khan and hope. That's all you need.
Oof.
No.
That's a risk and a half.
If you're starting out and you're building a lineup, you want to get a solid starting goalkeeper that you're not going to have any headaches with. Because that is like the toughest part. So like, I know it sucks, but you just got to spend up. For a goalkeeper, yes,
and you got to. And if you're Bellino, if your gallery is going to be small, you got to also go for guys that aren't going to have rotation risk.
Yeah,
so you got to look out for that. Look out, make sure that they're playing 100% L15 or close enough. Like you need,
which is impossible to get 100%. But
is it
not impossible?
If you're Rosero, I think it's pretty.
It's very, it's very rare, and things happen. Random things happen. You can't guarantee 100% all the time, but you can get pretty dang close. Is what we're saying.
Also, I would recommend not spending your entire $60 because there will be times where you're just like, that didn't work at all. And now you got to go do something else. And if you spend it all, then you're kind of screwed at that point. So
that is
hold back about like depth. $10 just for
you got to think about depth and rotations. And there you go. What am I playing? Challenger Classic Limited?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Cap 240.
Yes.
Ooh,
for a little bit. But that's getting phased out. He's new. Oh, actually, that's not open to
until
new people.
Until August.
Actually, that's not open to new people.
You can't. Never mind.
It's a legacy game mode.
Depends on how new you are.
Anyway, Challenger Classic Limited.
Can we talk about the biggest matchup of the weekend?
Yes.
We already talked about Orlando, D.C.
It's time to talk about the game being played in front of 75,000 people.
At Arrowhead.
Oof. Yep.
It's not Dallas.
Miami SKC, huh?
Yep. And so I'll be there. Shout out to Messi, hopefully playing. Maybe not. So
while we're talking about market, do you sell your SKC Miami tickets on the theory that Messi doesn't play?
No. I'm just gonna go. Like, when's the next time we're gonna play at Arrowhead? Even, and I got my tickets for like not that horrible price. I got them for like half of what they're going for where they're at now. So it's like,
but you could make that profit though. You know what I mean?
I could, but then again, even if he doesn't play, it's still going to be cool to watch a team, you know, this team that I've supported for so long play in this huge stadium, which we don't do very often. The last time I went to a Seattle game in 2019 where we beat Seattle. That was the year that we finished like 12th and they ended up winning the MLS Cup. And so I think I'd hope he plays.
Exactly.
Even if he doesn't, I get to watch the Tommy Alves, so I'm not too worried. But yeah, if you look
at this, watch the Miami B team that just lost to Colorado.
Can I just say that if you guys conceded 3 to Portland in 45 minutes, this team can tear you up on its best day. Granted, are they going to have their best day? I don't know.
I don't know if that's true because Portland is a whole different style. Like, Portland is very much like a press, like high energy.
And Inter Miami
is like, Inter Miami is not. Inter Miami is like a break you down, tiki taka type of thing.
Yeah. You know? And so
it's a different style.
Here's the thing.
Really? Because they pressed the heck out of Orlando. I don't know.
No, so you guys just gave the ball away. They didn't press you.
Here's the thing. I assume Polito probably plays. He came on as a sub. It was like to bring him in. I don't think they were going to bring him on if we were winning. We were winning. They weren't going to bring him on. And then obviously they decided to sub off the player who scored both of our goals and created a lot of chances for us.
Old strategy, Cotton.
I think that's how it works. Agata's going to play. Russell's probably not. Agata, he's getting up there in price. Should I sell? My rare is two X value, two and a half X.
I'm gonna stop you here because this is a great conversation. This is something that I was gonna message you about the other day, and I just completely forgot. Where a god has been great, right? Is he just going straight back to the bench if Polito's healthy? Like where does a god sit in the future?
It's not Polito who we're worried about. It's Russell.
Hmm.
Polito doesn't play, and we throw a memo in there because it looks like the formation we're gonna play involves Polito at the 10. And a god at the 9. And so once Russell comes back, which we don't know, based on his injury history, we might not see him for like a few more weeks. Yeah.
Right.
And so a god is going to have his place. If he's at home, he's going to probably get a decisive based on history. I mean,
but is Arrowhead home?
Yes, it is. I would say so.
Home is where the heart is.
Exactly. And
I mean, we talked about Yankee Stadium.
Home can be different. If you just look at a god in general when he started, he's still done well. Like, he's a really good number 9. He would probably start on a lot of other teams. Like, if he was on a NYCFC or a Cincinnati, he would start on those teams. But
just need to have worst striking teams in the league.
Exactly. And so he would, if we didn't have the luxury of having Polito, he would be starting for us. And he did start for us. I'm going to keep him just based off supporting KC, because if Russell gets hurt, if he doesn't get hurt, I have Russell. I have a Goddard there to back up.
Right.
And his price probably isn't going to come back down to what it was when I got him just because of how well he's played. Like, people are now seeing him as that option. And so
it's a handcuff for Russell now, too.
Exactly. And so he was a cheap handcuff. He's still, I think he's $6 for his old season, which is kind of crazy to look at. I got his 1 of 1,000 for that much at the beginning of the season. And so
See, that's why I say so.
And one thing we know is that Russell will be back before Reynoso is.
Oof. Dude, they're in a competition right now. They're trying to figure out who will come back.
Rest in peace.
They both might not.
Look, so, realistically, taking your fandom out of this, what are the chances that you guys do end up beating Miami?
I think it depends on who plays.
Full strength.
I think we'll find out in 2 hours or whatever it is when that lineup comes out. If we see Messi on that team sheet, good chance he doesn't start.
Right.
We're one of those.
He's for sure playing tonight.
Yeah. And does he start or not? If he does 100%
he's starting tonight.
Dude, when they like went and 100%. Chased down the Monterey coach or whatever for saying that Miami gets extra treatment. First of all, bunch of crybabies down in Miami. Second of all, you just pissed off Messi, like in a big Champions League, CONCACAF Champions Cup game.
Yeah,
like
not
dude,
a smart decision.
Monterey's ass gonna get pummeled tonight.
But do they have the will they do that?
Do they play Columbus in the semi if they get through, or are they on opposite sides?
They're on the same side. So
they're on the same side.
And then it'd be America versus Puebla or Pachuca. Pachuca. That's right. Because they got a super easy draw against like an Ecuadorian team.
Yes. I root for any team that plays against Miami.
So you're rooting for, he's a Sporting fan. Nice.
Yes.
Well, he's got the whole collection. Yeah. He's the whole collection. So we're good.
SKC to the moon.
And so. I'm for this game. I'm throwing in. I'd go Melia, Rosero, Redoya, Agata, Shallowy is my stack because I don't trust Tommy yet this season. He had that penalty one. He should have gotten a decisive. We saw what happened. Let's not talk about it. I don't think we win this game, but I think we score maybe multiple times in the first half.
In the first 45.
Yeah, and so I can see it being like up 2-1 at half and then losing 3 or 4-2 if Messi comes on 5-2. But my prediction would be 3-2 Miami in this game. I don't think we get it done. I mean, let's be honest. It's going to be majority Miami fans at this game. That's how it was when I was at Nashville for the League's Cup final. And this is sort of the hub for all Midwest people too. So anybody in the Midwest that wants to come watch Messi, this is their chance. They're all going to be there, and they're not going to be there in the first half because he's probably not going to play in the first half. And so that'll be our chance to pull away. Let's be honest. And it has been our chance to pull away in this entire season. So
all we can say to you is good luck, because
I'm going
to
run onto the field and get his jersey.
Miami, when it comes to Miami, you never know what you're going to get, and they could beat you in the blink of an eye. And it's just the sad reality. And this is the way it's going to be.
And they could also draw the Colorado B team.
Hunter, Hunter himself in the chat. Shout out Sideline Talk. Have we talked about Charlotte yet? No, we have not. Because there's not much to talk about, unfortunately, Hunter. But we'll bring it up real quick.
Dude, it's Ibotta season. Let's not forget.
Charlotte at home against Toronto, who is hurt. They're battered. They're wounded. They're just scraping by. Charlotte at home.
They have Marshall ready.
Dang team.
They have Marshall ready, though.
But things are tough. Things are hard right now for this Toronto FC team. So, Hunter, congratulations. New to football. Brand new soccer fan.
Oh, yeah.
Might have a good weekend. All I'm saying.
Yeah, might be celebrating a lot.
Chris, you're so sad.
I don't know. I don't know, guys. I kind of think that's a draw.
I mean, sad.
The only reason I think Toronto doesn't win this game is because it's in Charlotte, and Charlotte is really good at home.
Yeah.
And I don't get why they're good at home because they like are terrible away from home. But
yeah,
I kind of think Toronto's pretty good. I don't think they can score though. I think this is like the one that you don't really want to watch because it's going to be kind of a crappy game, and it'll maybe be 1-1 or like 0-0. You know,
this may be weird, and you guys may not remember. They've already played this season in Toronto.
True. That's true.
And it was 1-0 Toronto. And who scored that goal?
Insigne.
But so, did we ever get an estimate on how long Insigne is out for? Thank you, Daniel.
Insigne amount of days, however long he wants to be out.
I think it was Insigne, like infinity. That's great. Yeah, I think it was like 4 to 6 weeks. I didn't ever see official confirmation of that, but I do know. We got confirmation it was a hamstring, and that's typically how long those things
take. He's probably going to be a month. Probably on the longer side.
The Charlotte crowd is
unmatched. Don't worry. That's true. They do have a really good home field advantage. But don't worry. When he comes back, Toronto will be my favorite team again.
Yeah, look, there is good teams in Toronto. Like John Herdman seems like he's got everybody bought in.
And they've got good players. Like Flores is really good. Coelho is really good. Jaquil Marshall Ruddy's really good.
Osorio's like, looking solid.
Osorio's back. Like, yeah, they got some dudes.
What MLS keeper were we saying? It was Melia.
Kansas City.
From Kansas City.
I said Fry. Because I think
Fry.
He's actually going to probably get a lot of clean sheets compared to Melia.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two cheap ones.
And old man Brad?
Maybe. Daniel, I just went to Flores, and Flores is really good. Got the air led to goal. So, I am having a great time.
Flores is much better in person than he is on SoRare. So, just be forewarned. Like, he's a better real life player than SoRare player.
Yeah, he's like prayer for Austin. That was my takeaway.
Yes,
when I saw him in person.
Yeah.
You remember when we were planning these shows and we said we were going to keep them short? That's impossible to keep anything short on this show. We just like talking about
just
MLS
don't go over all the games.
Knowledge to be dispensed.
Okay, we're not going through all the games, but if we quit getting sidetracked
sidetracks are fun.
And going on a rant through AC freaking players because they're so cheap, guys. Yeah, but okay, look, the point of the show is to basically highlight the top matches that you want to focus on and the rest of them that are 50-50. Like Columbus Crew RSL. Probably a trap game.
Probably CCC? Play your RSL players. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play RSL players. LA Galaxy of Vancouver. That's just going to be a Golasso fest.
Attacking
Colorado
stats.
Rapids of San Jose. There could be 7 goals in this game again. Who
could
knows?
Be zero.
Could be zero.
Cincinnati.
No one knows what to expect with this.
Cincinnati Montreal is going to be the biggest mystery of all time. No one knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In that game.
I will say, we do have to touch on these two.
Is this Montreal's home opener?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah.
I know that. I know they haven't played yet. Is this? Oh, shout out Houston.
No, real quick.
Oh, shout out
because Daniel
Seattle?
Cooper's bringing it up. Joao Paulo does the look be back. FC Dallas has just been all over
terrible.
The place. Yes, they're at home. So it's the odds are slightly a little bit better for FC Dallas, but they're just so bad down in the dumps. Seattle coming off a crazy good game, finally coming back. Frey is $23 apparently. So,
oh, never mind. He was like,
that's
pretty cheap.
Much.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you look for a cheap goalkeeper?
I got you.
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Jorge,
FC Dallas.
Second. Cool.
Definitely in trouble here for this game. So stack your Seattles again. I don't see why they wouldn't just keep on rolling here against a really bad team. Another game that's looking rough for the Houston Dynamo. Things are still a little rough. Granted, they could do it. We don't doubt the Ben Olsen's much, but
The fighting Ben Olsen's a little weird.
They really
Minnesota at home. They really do need Hector Herrera home. Minnesota at home, they've been kind of flying. They should win this game pretty easily. So stack your Minnesotas. But again, this could just be a weird nil-nil, no Reynoso. Pookie misses a few.
Is Bongi
going to play? Long one, runs fast. I don't know.
Bongi's never going to show up, I guess.
Caden Clark?
Maybe. I don't know. That's going to be one to watch because Bongi, when he starts, does nothing. And then he comes off the bench and super sub scores Golazos to win game. And yes, Daniel Cooper, it is Robin Laud season. Actually, is Robin Laud cheap? This might be a cheeky little buy.
How long is Daniel out for?
I don't know. Ask Trippin, the other Daniel.
I guess I should have looked that up before I sold Yarbrough.
I think they said it was a meniscus or something surgery, and it was like League's Cup, end of League's Cup, something like that.
Yeah, a little $2 Robin Laud. There you go. Blitz, where are you at?
There you go.
That's cheeky.
Robin Laud for $2? Look at that. Look at that. And now we know that there's no Reynoso? Come on. Come on, what a buy.
And then, I don't know if you're showing already. I looked at it. Mealy is $5 cheaper than every starting goalkeeper. Yes. Like,
I think Melia is the answer, but also maybe a shout for Maxi Kruppo because he's only 14.50, which is not that much.
Interesting. And defensively is
significantly better.
And yes, I own 5 Melias. Don't ask why.
Man. We'll just blame the collections.
I think we all own.
Daniel is out 4 to 6 months.
Yep.
He's been out a month, though, right?
Anyway.
We'll come back, him or Ndembe.
Any other games that we feel like we need to highlight? Any other?
It is Montreal's home opener, by the way. So
against Cincy, though.
I don't know what we know to expect.
This is another one where Montreal could come out flying. They started off the season good. Little break, they got home, they fed their cats, they pet their dogs.
They've 7 points in 6 games on the road. Like, that could be a good team, or it could just
be a Cucho really is out in a red card, Daniel.
Yes, and he's out mentally too. When Martinez, Joseph Martinez is starting, that means he won't do anything. If he only does anything coming off the bench, we learn
that's
that.
That's true.
Player Kokoro, maybe.
Yeah.
And can we touch on this? Chris, you want to talk about the guy that you pulled in your rewards this week?
Oh, God. He should have had a red card. He should have been suspended a couple games at least.
I shouldn't have even gotten this card.
What a legend.
I don't even... I'm not pulling him up on Silver Data because it's going to show that I own a card of his.
Wait, you have a 2021 too?
No, I do.
That's you.
Oh. It's me.
Yeah. Hello. Actually, low-key, not a terrible pull, fair. Wait.
We got a $10 left $10 for a forward.
Wait, who else did you buy? Brian White, $10.
Wait, is this? Hold on. Are we spending all of our budget? Because
it's not your budget, Chris.
Did he just buy Fry Melia and did he buy Fry Melia and
that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. The question is $10 forward.
I will find Brian White. $10 forward. It is Brian not going to be Brian White.
It's going to be Brian White. He's the best value forward in the entire league.
Please don't let it be Brian White.
Listen to me when I say
he's leaving 11 left over. See, y'all? What do we say about assuming?
See, there we go.
Put y'all in timeout like Cucho Hernandez. Hey, calm down. Oh, yeah.
Don't put me in timeout. I'll miss a penalty in an important game.
On purpose.
On purpose. But not on purpose.
Yikes. Blitz, we're going to get you that $10 forward, dog.
Shout out to
everybody in this chat. The chat's been popping today. Y'all are great. It's incredible. This is a great time. Listen, on our way out,
do we have 11? Because Brian White's 1168.
He said 10 left for.
So
he said he had 11 left, though. He said he had 11 left. Brian
Wright.
The MLS can't read guy over here.
Man.
Sheesh.
What happened to MLS?
All right. Before we get out of here, right there on the show, look, we talk about it. While we're looking for this forward for Blitz, Alex, we had a pick game last week. Alex's pick'ems at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you guys, hold on. Before we get to pick'ems, I'm going to give you guys a few options on fours, or we can do it after.
Shalloway is also $11.
Yes. So my option would be Diego Rubio, I think would be a good option.
Hinostroza would be a good
Duncan McGuire, maybe.
No.
Nope.
Jordan Morris, maybe.
Agata?
Bobasi, maybe. Pulido, ooh, maybe.
A god is more expensive than Pulido. What has happened to that?
Marshall Ruddy? Question mark?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Could be cheeky. Could be cheeky.
Ura for three.
All right, you are way too far down that list of forwards for me to be comfortable about anything.
Like, yeah,
their forward list is not deep.
The problem is, like, you go up here.
Is there, dude?
Oh, Timu Pukki, dude.
Timu Pukki, maybe.
Timu Pukki.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I think he doesn't get AA though. But he doesn't get AA.
I've been looking at his rare.
So goal reliant.
Abada, actually, Abada maybe the move. That's not because
that's also an investment. As long as
you're super hardcore hoping that he pans out, but. You've no backup plan if you go that way, but a bottom might be a move.
By the way, I would easily
both Rubio and Pukki are both really, really good shouts.
I would really easily, like Rubio. Because you also can buy you could go buy
a
like
great Rubio on sale for $680.
You could do Rubio and Marshall Ruddy and just be completely set, you know?
And then just play whoever has the better matchup.
Yeah, whoever's at home.
I would have easily said Moreno, but Moreno forward cards.
I don't think
this just in. Hunter knows a football player. Wow.
What?
Dude, that we guy, are moving out of the world. I'm so excited.
He thinks he plays baseball. He thinks we're talking about baseball.
Jalen Lindsey's a forward, right?
Oh, look at that. Blitz getting a Brubio and a
there we go. I think that's the move, Blitz. That's good. That's not bad.
And
we're comfortable with that.
An SKC legend and a Sir in the States legend in the same.
That's two legends for the price of one.
Let's go. That is.
Yeah.
All right. Is it time for some fun now?
Now we can. Now we can go.
Let's have fun.
Yes. Let's do this and get out of here. I'm hungry.
All right. Let's first show. This is how we did last week.
And the Magic are playing the Bucks. Let's go.
So I think I should get like minus a point because Stuver was in the highest scoring game of the weekend, and that didn't work at all.
Those aren't the rules, my guy.
Yeah.
So
take what you get. Thank you, by the way, Chris, for suggesting that 2 points on Agata.
Yeah,
give it, great guy.
Yeah, so
that helps. No, I think you earned that. To be fair,
here's the current standings. The current standings right now, looking pretty good.
I would have taken Benteke, but Benteke got picked before me.
Well,
the game's a game. But I did switch up the names a little bit. So then we get
new order. Nice.
So look, ooh. I pushed everybody up one, and Chris went down to the bottom. So here we go.
Is this Jorge. The standings now?
Oh, all right. Clean sheet. Are we going?
Oh, God. I wasn't prepared for this.
No, neither am I. I'm going to go New York Red Bulls, and Cornell is going to keep a clean sheet against the Chicago Fire.
Freaking boy.
Thank you so much for giving me freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carlos Hill plays in that game, dude. Like, he could just score.
Oh, Nacho Hill does play in that game.
He could just score a goal for fun.
The Nacho Hill.
Shout out.
God, what's his name?
We gotta get people to start voting on these
Kalina
giveaways.
Kalina. Okay, I like that. So is it not Marshall?
There you go. That's a good shout.
Big Dane time.
Dan St. Clair against Houston Dynamo. That's a good shout. That's not Daniel Cooper. All right, definitive decisives. That's
Chris. Santi Rodriguez.
God, why? Why you gotta ruin the fun?
Thank you for pushing my name to the bottom.
Why you gotta ruin the fun, man? I was gonna go full NYCFC all the way.
We can't give you the stack. I mean, you could take like Julian Fernandez, you know.
Here, let's I'll help y'all out and I'll pull up games just so we can see.
I have games on mine.
Oh yeah,
for everybody else here.
Well, I'll pull it up since you have the list up.
Okay. Well, I can't see.
Oh my goodness. All right, here we go. Well, let's just get through it, Alex. Come on, it's fine. They can pull it up.
For my definitive decisive, do I go Rui Diaz? Is that bait? I'm just going to go Gould. It's boring, but
it's a decent shout.
They're gonna score, and he's going to be involved. It has to happen. And, Yamane might just give him a penalty again. So, like,
putting my money where my mouth is.
Uh-oh.
Going Benteke.
Oh, he's not even saving that for goal.
Against his own team. Yeah, you should 100% have saved that for a score. Because Benteke is not getting in the latest.
Yeah, shit.
Too late.
There's no chance he's getting in.
Dang it.
I love that. Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't think that through. Shit. So now I got to do a score. Actually, let's go Driussi.
Okay.
And St. Louis.
Yeah. On the road.
Love it. Yeah, on the road. Juice is gonna be hype.
Ooh. I like that.
Oh, wait.
So
Daniel, you're giving it away. They're gonna win. Stop it. Damn, Daniel's team might beat all of ours, to be honest.
Okay. Here we go. He's do I go Cucho? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll take Cucho, please.
No, give me the other Cho. Give me Chicho.
Ooh, good shout.
Columbus coming off the
I don't know. Columbus CCC. Is still good defensively. Defensive players don't get as tired.
They might just rest everybody to exist, though. And Chicho's been hot.
Yeah, Chicho's hot.
All right, let's continue.
I'm not going to lie. I really, really just want to pick Messi here, but I don't think I'm going to because it's kind of risky.
You could go Suarez.
Wow, yeah.
It's just, it's kind of risky.
Damn, don't you wish Linus were out for tonight?
I'm going to go, yeah, right? I'm going to go Timu Pukki.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's not, I kind of like that.
At home against Houston, I mean, Stevie Clark's going to do his thing, but we're going to try Timu Pukki. And then highest score.
Today, sir.
Damn, I'm gonna take. I'm kind of between two, but I think I'm gonna take Lewis Morgan.
No, that was gonna be mine.
I know he's going. Really? Because watch out, he might miss a penalty.
It's fine. True. He'll be like Benteke. He'll have big chances missed, but he'll still have a big score.
All right. Oof.
So this is for highest score of the weekend?
Yeah.
I had one in my head and I lost it.
Huh. Do I go Lucho and just copy off you from last week? No. Let's be original here.
He's in Canada, man. It's April. It's a little dangerous.
Yeah. Let's go Pooj. Nice matchup.
Pooj.
Goals will happen.
I thought about Pooj too.
Poojity Pooj Pooj Pooj.
Highest score of the weekend.
Is Pooj ever going to have a bad week?
You know what? I'm going to go Evander.
That's a good shout.
Okay.
At home against LAFC, which is susceptible
not Moreno?
To shenanigans.
Yeah, that's what nope. I was between Morgan and Moreno, to be fair.
Yeah.
I really like Moreno. He's so good.
Yeah, but
I just think Evander's more like goal dangerous to where I might actually get a
Moreno's AA.
Guys, I'd like to change my answer.
Morgan with the five decisives and two AA.
Oh, it's gonna be great. Don't worry. Can I change my answer from Lewis Morgan? I think Daniel Cooper has influenced me.
Nope.
I wanted it's to switch last in. Time and I couldn't switch. See,
it is locked
the
in.
The fun
boy.
Part is I was if you guys had said yes, I was 100% gonna switch to Paul Marie. But since you guys said no,
who?
Oh.
Who?
Paul Marie.
The legend. Why do you keep saying who? And because like the last legend. Week I was gonna switch Paint Still to Gould and then I didn't, and then Gould would I think he would have won.
Yeah, but Gould is like a real one.
Yeah. You there know? You go.
Paul Marie would have guaranteed
Alex's pick'ems for
do
week
we,
two.
Do we give out any bonus points if they score?
Nah.
Do we?
No. All of these are real. Like your Agata one was like such a bold pick. That's why I gave you the extra.
Listen, we'll flesh it out. We'll get this game. Right. It's only the second week we're doing it. We'll figure it out. We'll get.
I feel like if you have an AA of, or if you have like an L15 of less than like 50, you get like double points or something.
I think 45, like or 40, yeah. Something like that. Like
something like that. Make it more fun.
Either way, this is great. And hey, talking about more fun. Guess what we're doing tomorrow in case you forgot.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The Pro Super Draft way too early. MLS rewards, Trip and B.
Don Garber is host? Scout. Question mark?
Don Garber. Who's going to win some Garber bucks? I don't know. Who's going to win?
This is,
I don't
this is
going to
be the most fun show we've done in a long
Are people going to get relegated? Are people going to get promoted? Are we going to open up to the entire community?
No. This is America. No. This is America when there's no.
Are we going to be using? Are we going to be using pro refs or replacement refs?
Replacement refs for sure. It's Garberland.
Whatever the Don wants.
Look at his hairline. Right.
Whatever.
Look at his
Don
hairline.
Wants. But yeah, that's right, Jvic. That's right. Look, this has been incredible. We'll eventually find a way to make these shorter, or we'll keep them long. Whatever you guys want. Again, thank you so much for everybody that was in the chat. Y'all were killing it. Hope to see you tomorrow. And if you're coming in late, we'll watch the replay, whatever. It'll still be a good time. MLS is massive. Silver in the States. Yes, Chris.
We should just have one thing that's just strictly live and there's no replay. We just take it down immediately. And like, you have to be here live or you don't.
Hey, Sunday Shenanigans isn't on the podcast feed. You got to be there live for that, one.
True. You can go to the YouTube channel. Okay?
GL and GF. Everyone, keep them long, baby. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.